And so here we go again after lunch.
Well, welcome back, everyone.
What I'm going to do this afternoon, we got two major topics before the breaks, looking at the concept of syndicated media, and then after the break, looking at making multimedia. One of the fundamental concepts behind Web 2.0 and e-learning 2.0 is the concept of syndicating media. And what this is a way of organizing and distributing content so that it's produced in one place and actually shared or read or seen in another place. I wrote about it in this article here on content syndication and online learning. And basically what's happening is very straightforward, very simple. People produce some content on one website, and different people produce content on a different website, and this content is made available, it's put on the website, then a computer program called an aggregator brings the content together, reorganizes the content, and then sends it out in news feeds. And so you can see we might get content from the two different sites combined here on these output websites. If you think about it, it's the way your newspaper works. I'm sure you're familiar with newspapers. But a newspaper will have an article in it, and this article will be picked up by a press syndicate and distributed to other newspapers, and then these other newspapers can publish the article as well. It's exactly the same sort of concept. It's content that's produced in one place being reproduced in another place. Online, the way this is done mostly is through a technology known as RSS. RSS stands for Rich Site Summary, or some people say Really Simple Syndication. And Patreon is a type of syndication format as well that is very similar to RSS. And generally, I just talk about RSS. But when I talk about RSS, I also mean the other types as well. Just quickly pop into this web page here. That's not what I expected. This page describes RSS 2.0. I'm going to do the entire specification. Here's what an RSS file looks like. Now, this is what it looks like inside the web browser. When we view the source of this file, it's a little hard to read, but you can see by looking at this, I don't know if you can see it from the back, but this is an XML file, and all that means is that it has what we call tags here, with these little angle brackets around it. So we have an RSS channel, and then in each channel there's a number of different items. Item, item, item. And think of it, again, like a newspaper or like a magazine. So here's the magazine, what it's named, and where it is, and what it's about, who the editor is. And then in a magazine, you'll have one article, and then you'll have another article, and you'll have another article. So, remember this morning I talked about structured data? That's what this is. It's just structured data. It's a way of representing the content of a news news site or our magazine site or a weblog. Now, the nice thing about RFS is you don't need to worry about how to write one of those files. You don't even need to know a whole lot about how they're built or how they're organized or anything like that. This is all happening behind the scenes. What we have are applications online that use these formats and do all the syndication work for us. So I'd like you to go to this site here, reader.google.com. Now the nice thing is you have already created a Google login, right? So you can use your Google login on this site here. So we'll type this in. Reader.google.com. Downs.ca, www.downs.ca, see the same thing right here, right? There's the icon. Now, what it should work, I said should, obviously. It is not working.
another way, if you're using Internet Explorer, which is not such a good
I'm very surprised it isn't showing up on Internet Explorer, because I thought it did, but here's another way. If you're looking at a website, go back to gauss.ca. I'm really bad at my website because I don't put the little RSS thingy on it. I remember when that might happen. Do you know the site off the top of your head? I have one of the little XML all the buttons on
it. Why you should just go to put the link in that subscription?
Well, that's what I want to do, but that to be able to find the links.
Yeah.
Right, and the only way to find the links is with one of the little XML buttons, but I don't have one.
No, but you just take a half an hour link and you copy paste, it should work.
You're right, you're absolutely right, because it'll take about 1 in 10. Good stuff. All right, here's the other way to do it. Or go back to Google Reader. And here where it says add subscription, click on that.
Okay, that's it by any subscription.
Yes. So you're going to click on the little button that says add subscription, and that will pop up this little window here. And so type in now half an hour dot blogspot spot time. So you're typing the URL of the blog that you want to subscribe to. And then click add. And you subscribe to it. Got blogspot for that time. Let's try gauss.ca. This should work. Okay. And that's how you subscribe to gauss.ca.
Screens up in here.
It's really good.
Yeah, Just go through you know, so I read this post here, and then I look at this next one. This is Miguel Ruin. I'm reading his stuff. Now I can go, this is one post, here's another post. I can, instead of going from one blog to another blog to another blog, I can read all the writing that was created by all these different people in one place. Well, that's really useful. And imagine you're a teacher and you have your students doing their assignments on their student blogs, then all you have to do is subscribe to their blogs. And then you can see, you know, like every morning, you just look in your RSS reader and you see the writing that they've done the previous day. And if they haven't written, you don't see anything. If they have written, everything that they've written, you see in there. And it's also very useful for your students. Your students can subscribe to your feed or to the feeds of other people who are working in this subject area or to each other's feeds, and they can see what was written as well. And this is the idea of content syndication. It becomes very easy to access content that was written in very many places because this program brings the content together and displays it all in one place.
If you've read something, it disappears from the list.
And what I do is I'll go back to Google Reader. If I see something that I want to keep, I star it. I put a little star on it. So here's the thing on WordPress plugins. This looks useful and interesting. So I type this to star it, and then I should come back to it later. The starred items, these are the things that I've saved. So here's the one I just starred, and then IBM predictions for the future. This is something that I starred last night, and so on. Just the stuff that I want to keep for myself. The other thing I can do in Google Reader, and BlogLines again has a similar thing, is I can share it. Now I need to pick carefully when I want to share it here, because other people read this. This is good. So here's something, I'll share this. I'll just click this little button here that says share. And now I can look here at my shared items. Now what this is my shared items are publicly accessible, which means that somebody can go to this URL, and I'll open it up here so we can see it. And these are my shared items. So it's a way of creating this almost like my own personalized newspaper. And so these are the different things that that I've shared over time. And there's an RSS feed, and there it is. You can see the little icon there. And people could subscribe to my shared items if they wanted. So I think it's, you see how this works, right? The content cycles and it goes around. The content cycles and it goes around. So you share things, and then other people can subscribe to the feed of your shared items, and so they see the things that you found that were interesting that you wanted to share. Any comments or questions to this point? You see how this might be useful if you're, you know, if you're trying to stay up to date in some subject area, which is what I do. My subject area is e-learning, and I use these tools now, and I keep up to date by reading every day in my BlogLines or my Google Reader account. Companies or universities can use this to keep up to date, to find out what people are saying about the company or the university. Something I can do that's used to work. There's Technorati. I will do a search in Technorati for, Stephen Bell. So now remember, the search in Technorati is checking all the blogs that are out there, and you see here's the subscribe button. So I can subscribe to this search in Technorati. Maybe I don't want to search for Stephen Downs. Maybe I'll search for e-learning. Since that's a subject that I'm interested in, so I'll type e-learning. I'll search for that. So, and there's the subscription button. Now again, if you're an Internet Explorer, you'll have to copy this link, and if you're in Firefox, you can just click on it. So let's pretend I'm in Internet Explorer. I'll right-click and copy the link location, and then I'll go back to the Google Reader. So here I am back in Google Reader. And we'll wait for it to load. Here we go. I'll click Add Subscription and paste what I just copied. This is the URL for the feed for the TechnoID search that I just did. So now I'm adding this. So what I've done is I've subscribed to a search result. Oh, this is pretty handy. All the different blogs that write about e-learning now are available right inside this feed reader. If I was interested in whales, I'd search for whales. If I was interested in cricket, whatever. Oh, that's what that was. It was a funny ringtone. So if there are desktop readers, as Zen said earlier, I don't use these so much, although you can do it. There's a way of actually having RSS feeds go into Microsoft Outlook. If you use Outlook, you can have your feeds go into your email as though they were email messages. I don't like that so much, but I prefer to use the feed reader myself and keep that separate.
I'm just wondering, do you use also to compile your bookmarks, like Delicious, so you don't find that?
No.
You don't find it?
Yeah, what he's talking about is a site called Delicious. I'll point it to you, or I'll point you to it. It's I always want to pronounce it Delicious. There it is, Delicious. I tend not to use it because I don't need it. I mean, I have my RSS reader. But what this is a place for you to store bookmarks. And basically, you get a toolbar. And if you find a site that you're interested in, you want to remember, it's going to be slow. You can save this site with your toolbar. Now I'm not going to go through all this. But what's interesting about Delicious is, again, it organizes these sites that people find. I'm going to be careful here with what I'm touching on. There we go. That's totally right. It organizes sites using tagging. And so when we look at a site, it's also slow, which is the real reason why I never use it is slow. I have no patience for slow websites. So. But anyhow, there are tags associated with these websites. These websites are sorted by tags. So if you do a search on a tag, like say the search for Web 2.0, here are various websites that have been saved by people tagged Web 2.0. Go to web2.0.net and complete Web 2.0. Those people. Again, like I say, I don't use Delicious a lot. It's but again, because I have RSS readers, if I see something, I just start it in the RSS reader. Boy, does this take a second. What is it? Loading? I know it's always loading JavaScript files. This is classic Web 2.0 stuff. Anyhow. happening with RSS feeds these days is that they're being combined and recombined and recombined again and filtered so that you can take the output from many different websites and create highly personalized information services. One example is the Yahoo Pipes. I'll just post that in here. Now this takes a little bit of getting used to. But basically, what a Yahoo pipe is, log in with Yahoo. So I find that so annoying. So we can build a pipe. Here's Flickr, for example. So I'll find 20 images of cats. And then we'll put our output. It should be opening tax by now. It's hard to see here because it's under. There we go. Here's our output, and these links are all the baby cats, all the cats in there. Okay, well that wasn't the most impressive display in the world, was it? Here's something that I've done with RSS feeds. As I have created, I showed you this earlier, the EduRSS feeds. And what I did is I created the EduRSS output page, and what this does is this aggregates all the content from all of those different feeds and outputs them all into one page. So I've had this turned off for a little while, and you can see all of these things were written by different people. And so what we're going to see a lot of is I'm not sure I want to use this board because I don't think people in the back can see it. But you see feeds coming in and being combined and then being filtered by keywords or by content types and then output into different formats. Output as feeds or output as applications inside something like Facebook or even sent to email, mailing lists or things like that. So the idea is that the data comes from many different locations, gets organized in different ways, and gets sent out to many different locations. to that. Now, you might have noticed that in my RSS reader, I have very many feeds. And if I wanted to share all of my feeds to you, that would take an awful lot of typing to do. But what you can do in something like Google Reader is you can export your feeds. So I'll go into Google Reader and wait for it. I clicked on Manage Subscriptions down here at the bottom. So here are all the feeds that I subscribe to. And if I export, what I can do is export my subscriptions as an OPML file. And what I've done is I've taken my OPML file and put that on my own website. And here it is. Now, any of you can take this address, and if you just copy this address, you can go to Google Reader, and instead of exporting, you can import this OPML file. So what you do is go to Google Reader again. It has to reload it every time. Okay, so once again, Manage Subscriptions down at the bottom of the page. Click on that. Okay. And now, import/export. Now, I would like it to be that you could just hit the URL of that OPML file, but it doesn't work that way. It's just too simple. So here's what you need to do. Go to this site here. downs.ca/opml.xml. I don't know why it's doing that. Okay, we're still good. And save this page to your desktop. So, save page as. So we'll save this to the desktop.
Thank you.
file office used to share lists of websites or lists of RSS feeds. There's another, this will come up in the future. People aren't using this so much right now, but they will use it in the future. It's something called Friend of a Friend. And that's another type of XML file. And that's an XML file that is used to record personal information. And they changed the website on the ABM, I see. But we'll see the folk specification. I'm just trying to find a folk document that you can look at. So here's part of a friend of a friend file. And again, you can just see it's XML information. And it will, again, people aren't using this so much. But over the next year or over the next 2 years, as we get single sign-on on the World Wide Web using things like OpenID and stuff like that, then file formats like Friend of a Friend will become important, because we'll be able to subscribe to our friends in the same way that we're able to subscribe to an RSS feed or to sign up to a list of RSS feeds with the OPNL. Now, is it about that, Brennan, is it about that time to... Pardon? Oh, another 20 minutes? Okay, stretch.
Okay, I thought it was 3 o'clock that it stopped, but okay.
And actually, I don't have it on the slides here, but I do want to, or at least I don't think I can hang on, so just cheat a bit and check ahead. Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, here we go. Now the other type of site that is related to this and brings out a lot of these concepts is the social networking sites. How many of you are familiar with the website called Facebook? A few, 3, 4 people? Let's all create Facebook accounts. Okay. I'm picking Facebook. I could have picked any of these, but these days, Facebook is the one that's getting all the interest and all the press. Facebook is the site that I showed you this morning. So, let me log out here so we see what it looks like when you go there. So, it's very straightforward. If you want to sign up and create a Facebook account, just click on Sign Up. And then wait. Of course, what's happened is we've just had 40 people hit Facebook all at once here. So basically what Facebook is, and the other social network sites are pretty much the same, they're websites where you create a profile for yourself and then you're going to connect to other people using this profile. So you fill out this here, so you type in your name. In high school. See this Web 2.0 effect? Check this out. And the company, it changes. High school, none of the above. See how this display changes depending on what I've picked. That's the JavaScript behind the scenes that makes that work. And so I'll just finish, fill out this. The main thing you'll need to put in is your email address. It's kind of a school email if you have one.
Give them a little message. So invite me
you don't have to invite me. You can invite anybody you want. And what happens is you just hit invite, and here again, you can import your addresses. I wouldn't do it personally, but sometimes people do. And then you just click invite. If it recognizes the address, it will just send them an invitation directly to you. I'll log in as myself. And I should have. See, oh, here come the friend requests. Now you see what happens. You see what's happening here, right? We're using email to connect to each other. And so now some of you already have invited me to be your friend. And what happens is, once I accept these, and I'll just confirm. Where are you? Under here. And I'll just skip this step. And now we're friends. And what that means, I'll click on friends here. What that means is you can view my profile now, and I can view your profile. And we can send messages back and forth. Recently added friends. So here you are, added 39 seconds ago. Love the picture. See, he's already got a full profile going here. He's uploaded a picture of himself.